This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO Chairman Dr. S. Somnath has said that India's aspiration is to expand its contribution to the global space economy to 10% in the next 10 years. Delivering the Sardar Patel Memorial Lecture 2024, on Indian Space Odyssey in the Search of New Frontiers. In Akashvani Rang Bhavan, New Delhi yesterday, Dr. Somnath said that currently India's contribution to the global space economy is just 2% and the country wants to expand it. Our correspondent reports that ISRO chief emphasized the need for increased collaboration from more stakeholders engaged in the space sector. President Draupadi Murmu has said that all doctors should dedicate a few years of their professional life in rural areas. Addressing the convocation ceremony to the University of Health Sciences and Ayush, located in Nava Raipur, the president said that the states like Chhattisgarh has inexhaustible reserves of herbs. Earlier that year, President Draupadi Murmu attended the convocation ceremony of Indian Institute of Technology, Bhilai. Speaking on the occasion, the president said that the tribal people are the storehouse knowledge accumulated throughout the natural lifestyle. President of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, will pay a official visit to India from today until the 29th of October. He will be accompanied by his spouse, Begona Gomez. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that this will be the first visit to India. The visit of the President of Spain is taking place after 18 years. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi and President Sanchez have met several times on the sidelines of multilateral meetings. During the visit, President Sanchez will hold delegation-level talks with Prime Minister Modi. And the two leaders will inaugurate the final assembly line plant of C-295 aircraft at Vadodara, a flagship made in India initiative in the aviation sector, which will be set up by the Tata Advanced Systems in collaboration with Airbus Spain. Congress has released another list of 16 candidates for the upcoming Maharashtra assembly polls. The party has nominated Sachin Sawant for Andheri West Assembly seat and Asif Zakaria for the Vande West Assembly constituency. Earlier in the day, Congress has announced the names of 23 candidates for the state assembly elections. The deadline for filing the nomination for Maharashtra election is Tuesday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with other union ministers and BJP senior leaders, will campaign for the ruling Mahayuti alliance in the upcoming Maharashtra assembly elections. The BJP has released a list of 40 star campaigners, including Mr. Modi, Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, Nitin Gadkari, and Ashwini Krishna, among others. Additionally, several BJP state chief ministers will join the campaign efforts. The government has issued an advisory to curb hoax bomb threats on social media platforms and have directed social media intermediaries to promptly remove hoaxes, report threats, and cooperate with authorities. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, in a statement, said that the social media intermediaries will adhere to the IT Act 2000, the IT Rules 2021, and Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita 2023. Israel has carried out a precise and targeted airstrikes against Iran on Saturday morning, marking a significant escalation on regional tensions following Tehran's missile attack on Israel earlier this month. The Iranian military confirmed that the two soldiers were killed in the strikes, which targeted the military installation across these provinces. And that is the end of this news bulletin.